RadioSaintPete.com.
Here's RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today, Charlie reviews Chappie, now playing in area theaters.
For those with fingers crossed for a District 9 sequel, you get a remake. Director Neil Blomkamp stays in Johannesburg, infuses a foreign character with human tendencies and emotions, and forces the audience to empathize the whole way from beginning to end with this being. Substitute aliens for robots and an unhealthy amount of sadistic torture, and you get Chappie. Pretending to examine the idea of the world's first artificial intelligence and its personification as a spry robot toddler, Chappie is nothing of the sort. The battle lines are not pro versus con AI, or techie progressives versus cautious ethicists. They are financial, gangsters and devious defense contractors versus those, human or robot, who possess genuine humanity. Neil Blomkamp is an empathy pusher. He manipulates the audience time and time again, drawing them into identifying with Chappie, who talks and acts like a three-year-old. Blomkamp then unleashes unimaginable cruelty on Chappie. The audience witnesses gangsters and villainous henchmen saw off his arms, disembowel him, and relentlessly torture him emotionally. We don't see them tearing apart a machine, but shredding a child. Blomkamp plagiarizes himself. He employed the exact same techniques in District 9. There, he had the audience see a repugnant-looking alien in human eyes and give him human characteristics. Where District 9 was human aliens, Chappie is a human robot, but one manipulated and treated so terrible, the audience can only feel disgust and hate toward what they see on screen. We don't so much root for Chappie to win or make the best of his pitiful existence. We wish he would just kill every human he sees, so the endless abuse would thankfully take a break. Chappie is visually cutting edge. He looks exactly like a moving, talking, and emoting robot. Actor Charlotte Copley played Chappie wearing a skin-tight gray suit with motion sensors. He works side-by-side with the other actors instead of alone on a green screen set. The visual effects artist pasted Chappie on top of Copley's movements later on. It doesn't matter how stunning Chappie looks or how fluid he interacts with his surroundings. The whole enterprise is so repugnant, nobody will appreciate the technological artistry. While Chappie is the main character, is not really a human, neither is the villain, Vincent Moore, played by Hugh Jackman. Vincent has all the depth and believability of a cartoon. His motivations are supposed to be anti-AI and pro-human. However, self-interest and jealousy propels him instead, because his creation, the gargantuan over-the-top robot Moose, is outshined and outperformed by the scouts, of which Chappie is one of. Moore might as well scream, "You don't like me or my invention? I'll show you!" He reminds me of Syndrome from The Incredibles, or Neil Patrick Harris's Dr. Horrible. Also, this is a mega defense contractor. The lead designers of billion-dollar robots would not toil away in a cubicle farm. Further celebrating South African culture or exposing the world to one of the country's more intriguing exports, Blomkamp casts the two lead gangsters as real-life rap duo De Antwoord. Using the names they go by in real life, Ninja and Yolandi, act as Chappie's mom and dad, even though they are the worst role models one could imagine for the little guy. The fictional characters are not that different from De Antwoord's real-life manic selves. Blomkamp maintains a proud South African nationalist streak and decides to showcase a half-underground-slash-half-global phenomenon. I predict a lot more folks will seek out De Antwoord's music after the movie than will be singing the film's praises. Part RoboCop, part District 9, and part Red Bull product placement commercial, Chappie is that 30-second scene in Short Circuit 2 where the bad guys beat the snot out of Johnny 5, but extended into 2 hours. The filmmakers should ask themselves, why would anyone want to go to the movies and feel disgusted for 2 hours, watching what is essentially a child be utterly torn apart in every sense imaginable? Chappie is a colossal misfire. That is why I give it 1.5 out of 4 stars.
Chappie is rated R, now playing at Movico Sundial in downtown St. Petersburg. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.
RadioSaintPete.com.